following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Leadoff Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. This is Clay Central Softball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, and Highway 9 Tire. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. This is Rusty Taylor. We apologize for a little bit of delay. We are going into the bottom half of the first. The Cleveland County Lady Tigers come out, hit a deep fly ball to left field. It was caught at the fence, then a walk, and then a double play to shortstop, and that's where we're at now. This is Rusty Taylor. Coach Chris Heron will be with me today, and Heath Bones also over here next to us working around. But, Coach Heron, a quick top half of the first, and a beautiful day. We've been thinking we were going to have a challenge with rain today, but in all honesty, if something don't make a big change, we've got perfect softball weather out here.
You're right. We were worried earlier in the day, cloudy start to the day. The forecast had some pretty good, 60-70% chance of thunderstorms. It stayed away from Clay County, and we got a good-looking afternoon. That first inning, Vols took care of business there. Had a fly out to Davidson, that first batter from Cleveland County. Next batter, Brown, drew a walk, and then Humphreys come up and hits into the 6-4-3 double play, and they get out of that first inning quickly, and the Vols coming up. Sarai Coburn first up for the Vols, bottom of the first.
Sarai Coburn comes in, pitching for the Cleveland County Tigers is Macy East, and she gets one by Sarai for strike one. Y'all are listening right here on Classic Country 90.9, the Volunteer Softball Live from Central High School of Clay County, as we get things underway here. Ball taken up in the zone, even the count at 1-1.
Sarai, right field today for the Volunteers, and leading off here in the bottom of the first.
East delivers a pitch and another pitch by her, and 1-2. A little up in the zone right there, and Sarai just a little late on that pitch.
Hard to stay off of those when they're that high. They are easy to see. Makes them eyes big. You want to attack those things.
And strikes her out looking with a perfect pitch, knee high on the outside corner, and Sarai goes down with a backwards K.
That brings Ainsley Giddens to the plate for the Vols. Number 24, Giddens, playing first base today. She's batting Taylor with one out.
There's a ball taken up in the zone there to Ainsley. No score here in the bottom half of the first. One out. Nobody on. If you're just now joining us. And that pitch is taken away, and it's 2-0. I think now our stream is up, Coach. We had some internet went down right at the wrong time there as we tried to go on. I think we got things back underway, and there's a ball down in the dirt, and it's 3-0. And Ensley, you would expect to be taken here on this next pitch.
That's hard for me to believe. In Clay County, we'd have internet issues. Some places around here is lucky to even have it.
There's a strike taken on the outside part of the plate, 3-1. East second and throws one a little up in the zone. She swings and misses. When we're going full, East trying to come back here from a 3-0 count. Macy East, a junior, the pitcher. She comes right after on the outside and Ensley gets a piece, fouls that away, and stays alive.
At full count, you got to keep a got to be protecting that plate. Anything close, you don't need to let it by you.
That's for sure. East comes inside that way, and she hits both sides of the plate, and Ensley fights another one off. Goes over into the parking lot, and we'll stay at 3-2. Already seen 7 pitches here, I think, in this at bat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one fouled straight back. She was on that one, but fouled it straight back into the screen. And there we have an 8-pitch at bat here for Ensley.
Plenty of looks for Giddens in the car on the on-deck circle. Getting to see a lot of pitches.
And she gets hit. I don't think that was necessary with 3 balls, but, you know, making that's one way to make sure that there's going to be called a ball.
Yep.
And that'll be a hit by pitch, and she's down the first runner, 4 base runner today for the Lady Vols.
That puts Giddens drawing the first base at hit batsman, bringing Carr to the plate. Carr playing third base today for the Volunteers.
Lakeland Carr come. There's a ball ripped out to left. That'll be the first base hit for the Lady Vols. It's fielded, and the Lady Vols will have it first and second with one out.
And Giddens fielded well by 22 for the Jones for the Tigers out in left field. Giddens was on the move from first there. If that had any bobble out there at all, Giddens would have been on third base. Now the Vols sitting nice. Wesley up to the bat with runners on first and second.
Addie Wesley comes to the plate. One away and 2 on. First pitch up in the zone for ball 1. Wesley getting a start today at shortstop. Started that double play to end the top half of the first. Swings and misses at the second pitch, evens the count at 1-1. Coach, did you ever think that it might be a day like today today? For a week, we've been seeing a forecast and nothing like that.
Well, not yet. Today, you know, today I was never they didn't say this today. I'm a little more concerned about maybe into Saturday.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be the severe weather, but at one time they had a 90% chance of rain for today.
The rain. I
wasn't expecting severe weather, but there's a strike taken, and the ball's thrown out in left field, but it'll be backed up. A steal there of third base by Ensley Giddens and Carr. It's a double steal, goes down to second. So getting both runners in scoring position. A 1-2 count here for Wesley.
And now that both runners in position, a good base hit here. You should score 2 for the Lady Vols. But, no, earlier, a day or two ago, even into this morning, I kind of didn't really think we'd be here today.
And there's Gitzer on a high fastball. Got her to go around and strikes her out swinging. And that's 2 away here for the Cleveland County Tigers. Vols will send Lily McCain, the second baseman, to the plate. With a big opportunity here, 2 out and 2 on.
McCain, 00. McCain, second base today for the Lady Vols.
There's a ball taken off the plate, ball one. Coach, am I wrong that at one point that was an illegal number in the high school association?
It was in football. I can't speak for any other sport, but I know it was in football.
Well, we've got one catch and one pitching now. Maybe it was just football. Maybe that's where I get it from. There's a ball popped up. It's going to get out of play right here behind us and even the count at 1-1.
I think still even the double zero is in football. It can be just zero.
Okay.
The way I understand it now. But it can be
zero. And maybe it was only football that that rule was in, but.
That was a rule in 2013 or 12.
You've just disconnected from some of those type rules since coaching, right?
Yeah, in the last few years.
There's another ball fouled away, and now the count's 1-2.
But the first time the Vols ever took the field in a competition in Montgomery, we had a double zero, and were totally informed before the game that was illegal. We did not know it.
There's a ball hit deep the center field. Center fielder looks to be camped under it, and she'll squeeze it for out number three. Balls get two on. Inslee reaches on a hit by pitch. Lakeland Carr with a single to left. They have a double steal and get over to second and third, but no runs crossed. We'll go to the top half of the second. No score here from Central High School of Clay County.
Those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then AltaPoint Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
Atkinson Homes offers energy-efficient homes built by Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier with options ranging from 3 to 5 bedrooms, including tiny homes. All homes come with brand-new name-brand appliances, air and heat pump installation, and a 1-year warranty. Atkinson Homes has received best customer service and top-notch dealer awards from the Alabama Manufactured Housing Commission. Financing options include home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home packages. Delivery, setup, and trim out are completed to code. Atkinson Homes is located in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank, online at atkinsonhomes.net.
Fall is finally here, and Buddy Sports Country has absolutely everything you need to make your upcoming hunting trip a success. They have a huge selection of deer blinds and shooting houses. Buddy Sports Country is an authorized Benelli and Browning firearms dealer, and they have a giant showroom filled with shotguns and rifles, with even more arriving daily. Buddy's is located at 8401 Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where the sales tax is only 6%. The phone number is 256-253-2254. Open 8 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We come back here, 2-0 count on the Cleburne County Tiger batter. Let me get over to there to that. That will be Emma Williamson, the shortstop, batting for the Cleburne County Tigers.
Number 15, Williamson in there. She's took two balls. It's 2-0.
Chloe Morris pitching for the Volunteers here to getting a start, and there's strike number one. Beautiful day here at Central High School of Clay County. Just a few clouds is all we see. Little breeze blowing in. There's a ball hit down the right field line. It's going to just get fouled. That one, just a couple of feet from our angle. It's hard to get that angle, but it had to be only a couple of feet foul.
Running the count to 2-2. Now, Williamson, the batter for Cleburne County, be having to protect that plate anything close. She won't need to let it by her.
She fouls one straight back into the screen. Probably swung at a ball, but at that point you're protecting.
Absolutely, anything close you need to be swinging at here.
We are in the top half of the second. No score here. The Cleburne County Lady Tigers are here taking on our own Lady Volunteers. The ball inside fouled into the screen. Williamson doing a good job here.
Did you bring your raincoat?
No. If I did that, I'd be expecting it to rain, Coach.
Yeah.
Did you bring yours?
I'd never go without it. I learned that lesson many, many years ago.
There's a good changeup by Morris and gets her on the swing. That was a really good pitch there by Morris. That'll bring up Lola Shelton, designated player here for. There's a strike. Taken. 0-1. One away here. Top half of the second. No score here from Central High School of Clay County on Classic Country 90.9 in the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Hard ground ball hit. Deflected. And I think that's going to end. Coach, I believe I'd score that one hit, but you're keeping the book. So off, just tipped there by Carr, and it kind of deflected it from the shortstop.
Well, in my book, it's going to be an E5.
Hmm. I'm talking about no.
I mean, it's a hard ground to the third baseman.
It was in the hole to me.
It was a little in the hole, but I mean.
She was a full extension off the tip of the glove. But everybody's, you can always rethink. You know, when you're watching the Braves, they go back and they, after further look, that score's been changed.
Well, I don't have that benefit of the replay. So,
Bone can help you out over here. The ball fouled.
I guess I can go back and watch it later on tonight, maybe. Come back and change it.
0-2. That one could have really went either way, but it was pretty good ways to the left. And it was hit pretty hard, too. Just tipped her glove. You got the old school. There's a ball taken outside. If you touch it with your glove, you're supposed to catch it. Kind of like a receiver, if they put their hand on it, they should have called it.
Exactly.
Okay, that's your theory.
Yes.
You're a tough scorekeeper. Ball up in the zone, even in the count at 2-2. One away, one on for the Cleburne County Lady Tigers. There's a ball down and in, and now the count's full. For Lola Shelton down at first base for the Cleburne County Tigers. There's a strike taken. Took looking, and that's back-to-back. Not back-to-back strikeouts, but it is a strikeout there after the questionable hit error call down to the third.
Depends on whose book you look
at. Yeah. I got an HE in my written down.
Yeah, I'm an E5.
I got a new rule.
Oh, HE hit error. Yeah. A .5 of each.
There's a ball up in the zone, 2-0.
I guess you could do it that way. A .5 of a hit, .5 of an error.
Cleburne County Tigers do have a runner down at first. With 2-0 here, two outs. Top half of the second, no score. There's a ball fouled away over towards the batting facility. Count it, 2-1. After being rained out for a baseball game, it's good to be back out on the diamond. This is our first softball game we've been there, but we're going to be on with a bunch of them from here on out. There's another ball fouled over towards the batting facility. Just a little bit farther around on that one is number 34,
runs that
Cassidy
count,
Hazard.
Runs that count to 2-2 now. Morris needs to not give her much to hit here. Try to work those corners if you can.
There's a ball up in the zone. Even in the count, runner will be on the move here. There's a ball hit out the center field, short center field, and it'll be squeezed there. That's Sakara Lopez out there making the catch for out number three. As the Cleburne County Tigers are strand one as we go to the bottom half for the second. No score here from Central High School of Clay County. You're listening to Volunteer Softball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it that right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
We welcome you back here to Volunteer Softball on Classic Country 90.9. Coming to the plate for the Lady Vols will be Sakara Lopez, the center fielder. Just made that catch out in center field. Route number three as we move into the bottom half of the second. No score yet here from Central High School of Clay County as they're hosting the Cleburne County Lady Tigers in varsity softball action. First pitch, Lopez hits a ground ball up the middle, and that's going to find grass. It's a base hit. Good leadoff hit there for Lopez.
Just between the second baseman and the bag.
That'll bring
there. Good solid hit.
Designated player Annalisa Harris to the plate for the Lady Vols. Nobody out. One on here for the Lady Vols. Runner going, and it is fouled into her foot at the plate. Lopez was on the move there on the pitch, but she'll have to go back after the ball's fouled away. No score here from Volunteer Campus. There's a weak ball hit back to the pitcher, and that'll be a doubled off as Annalisa hits a little pop up to the pitcher. Pitcher makes a catch and doubles Lopez off as she was stealing. That's a big double play there for the Cleveland County Lady Tigers.
Yeah, that's one of those just kind of a tough break.
Just a little pop up that went, what, Coach, 8 feet, six feet high.
Something
and just the pitcher made a great backhand catch.
Yes, she did.
And there's a ball right at my face, I can tell you that. That softball looks different coming than a baseball.
A bit, lot bigger, ain't it?
Yeah, it looks kind of like a beach ball when it's coming right at you.
When it's right at your eyeballs.
There's another ball up in the zone, 2-0. Here, Camden Presley.
Left fielder for the Vols.
At the plate.
Number six. Base is empty after that.
There's another ball up in the zone,
after
and it's 3-0.
That pop to the pitcher, and then the 1-3 back into that double play.
Press that toe back in, you would think would be taken, and she takes ball four. Four straight balls after a great play there by the pitcher, and that'll bring Chloe Morris, the pitcher, today to the plate. Morris batting in the nine hole, nine slot, two away, one on here. Expect Presley to be moving on the first pitch. She takes a strike and throws a little high down the second, and Presley will still second and get in scoring position. Morris wearing no batting gloves. Those things, I notice that these days, especially with a softball player. Morris swings through that one, and she's in a hole 0-2 with two away.
That's unusual to see nowadays.
It definitely is. Two away here, runner down at second, and Camden Presley, Chloe Morris at the plate for the balls. She takes a ball up in the zone, gets past the catcher, and that'll move Presley down to third. Ball didn't look that up in the zone there, but got away from the catcher there for the Cleburne County Tigers, that being Courtney Allred.
Getting Presley down to third, just like 60 feet away.
There's another ball fouled right back at us. She was on that one, was Morris. I leave the keep keep the count at 1-2. Camden Presley down at third. Ball's looking to put the first run on the board here in the bottom half of the second with two away. It's a ball inside. It's going to be fouled away. She got around on that one.
Yes, she did.
Almost too much where we parked over there.
Yeah, it's a little green Toyota pickup over there. Getting close.
I think it really bounced off the back of that Toyota pickup.
It was that way.
It was all over it, buddy.
It was either.
No, we're
direction.
Serious. It was close.
He cleared that.
Oh, was it?
Yes, he cleared that school bus. Oh, they can get over there. Sorry, Bone. I got you back on. There's a ball smoked to left field. Left fielder goes back off of her glove. That'll score one run. Morris on the move to second, and she'll go in with a stand-up double. That ball off the glove and off the wall there, kind of. Left fielder there for the Cleveland County Tigers, having a little trouble with that wall in her mind there, and hit off her glove. Almost made a great play, but Morris really got into that one.
She did. It was right there at the fence, at the wall, the signs, the kind of the ball, the glove, and all hit running into the sign on the fence all at the same time. That stand-up double. We've got a courtesy runner in for Morris at second.
You didn't get the number of that courtesy runner.
I did not.
I'll try to get it in a
second. Couldn't catch the.
She's kind of shielded right now, but we'll get her.
Well, I swore I parked way down there.
Okay.
You did, Bone.
You
agree.
You did, Bone, and we were right beside you, but I'm telling you, it was close.
The courtesy runner.
Okay.
Is number 11.
Oh, I got you. I didn't know what you were signaling there. Lillian Lumpkin.
Good, I'm doing.
There's a ball popped up to the third baseman, and she'll make that catch for out number three, but not before the Lady Volunteers put up one run, and we'll move to the top half of the third. Lady Vols lead 1-0 over the Cleburne County Lady Tigers right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
At Farmhouse & Company Restaurant, food is not all that they do. Farmhouse is involved in the local community that involves being a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. They also host events for kids, they bring in live music on the patio, and don't forget bingo nights every Thursday at 6:30. Farmhouse & Company is located downtown Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-3050. Open Thursdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. It's more than food. It's fun and family at Farmhouse & Company.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Radio Alabama Foundation is sponsored by loyal listeners and by First Capital Insurance in Lineville. Are you looking for peace of mind? At First Capital Insurance, we've got you covered. From your home to your car to your business to life insurance, we offer tailored coverage that fits your needs and budget. Our expert team is here to guide you through every step, ensuring that you get the protection that you deserve. First Capital Insurance, located at 575 College Street in Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-2131. With First Capital Insurance, you're not just a policy number, you're family.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. 0-1 is the count, and we're leaving that at 1-1 here. Chloe Morris pitching at the plate for the Cleburne County Lady Tigers is Courtney Allred.
Allred, the 0-0 from the Cleburne County side.
There's a ball fouled up and away. Run the count at 1-2. Right now, Morris pitching for the Vols, and also the lone RBI for the Vols here in the top half of the third.
Vols getting that one run in the bottom of the second.
This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Herron, and Heath Bone. He Stroud down here working on some streaming and throwing in his 2 cents or a cent and a half or whatever it might be. There's a ball up in the zone.
He's token. He's got a lot going on.
He does. I mean, he's all over the place.
He is a working man.
There's a swing and a miss for strikeout. That is, the way I got it, that's a third strikeout for Morris. That's what you got, Coach?
That'd be right. That would be right.
Here in the top half of the third, that'll bring to the plate Bailey Jones, a left fielder for the Tigers. On a beautiful afternoon, and we've questioned and worried, and not about severe weather as the ball taking up the zone, but, you know, there was a small chance of that. Most of that was going to be predicted to be up northwest, and it actually went south. There was some that went south of
us. More of it south than anywhere.
Might have capped the flow and helped us out. That's my what I'm thinking. There's a swing and a miss.
You do have that amateur meteorologist degree.
Well, if you get enough south of you, the flow out of the Gulf is cut off.
It
cuts us off from getting enough moisture.
You're exactly right.
And I think that's probably what happened today.
They had them down south of us.
There's a ball popped up on the infield, just out of the infield, but going out and making the catch is Lily McCann for out number two. Quickly two away here for the Lady Vols.
And that brings us to the 10th batter on the lineup.
No, it actually go back to leadoff. The flex player is not batting. She's only
flex
defender.
Flex don't bat. I see confusing. That's something I really don't understand.
There's a good pitch there.
So we are back to Davidson. That's it.
Davidson back at the plate and here with two outs in the third.
Flex plays but don't bat.
That's right. You can install her in, but then the designated player she has to go in that spot for her. There's a ground ball up to shortstop. And a good play across the field there by Wesley for out number three. And we'll go to the bottom half of the third. Lady Vols lead 1-0, looking to tack on a couple more runs here as they're hosting the Cleburne County Lady Tigers right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
Harris Plumbing and Electric is your local hardware store in Ashland. They started out specializing in plumbing and electric work, but listened to the community and grew into a hardware store. There's no need to travel to big box stores and wander around trying to find something. Think local. Harris Plumbing and Electric on 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland, across from the Ashland City Library.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated 4-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Lady Vols softball. Everyone fouled immediately back to the screen. Ainsley Giddens up to the plate for the Lady Vols, looking to get on base and try to tack on to this one-run lead, 1-0 here in the bottom half of the third.
Ainsley Giddens hit by a pitch back in the top of the first inning, making it around the third, advancing to second and third, being stranded at third.
There's a ground ball to second base, and she'll be thrown out from there. That is first out of the inning. Good ground out and good play there for the Cleburne County Lady Tigers, that being number 3, Kenley Davidson. That'll bring Lakeland Carr to the plate. Had a single to left field in her first at-bat. And she hits one to the pitcher that's going to get just away from the pitcher. All right, Coach. I'm waiting for a score.
It in her glove, didn't it?
Yeah, it was smoke, buddy. She did slow it way down, though.
I mean, it hit her in the glove.
Off the tip of the glove, yeah. I kind of agree with that one. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Yeah. My question was,
there's a steal in second, and it's close. Would have been a close play, but second, the shortstop unable to hold the throw there, and that puts Lakeland Carr down at second base in scoring position, one away.
I was worried on that one. If she kind of went on after it, she might could have still made a throw on that one.
Yeah, I think she didn't really, but I think it must. I'm assuming it must have got a little bit farther away from her than what it seemed like here.
From here,
but you didn't see the second baseman.
No, I mean nobody was. Yeah, I still thought they had a play.
I did too.
Glad they didn't.
Leslie at the plate takes the ball away. 2-0.
Wesley strikeout back in the first inning.
There's a pop-up, shallow center field. That could be trouble. Good play there by the center fielder, though, for the Cleburne County Tigers. Coming way across the field right behind second base and squeezes it for out number two. That was Cadence Brown coming over making that play for out number two.
That brings Lily McCain up for the vault. Lady Vols, number zero, second baseman Lily Fly. She flew out to center field, her first at-bat back in the first inning.
A well-hit fly ball. Let's see. Another big opportunity with two outs, and she holds her back, checks her swing for ball number one. Two away here. Bottom half of the third. Vols lead 1-0. They have a runner down at second base. And that Lakeland Carr getting on via the error. There's a hard ground ball that's through the shortstop. There's going to be a play at the plate, or would have been, and it was cut off by the pitcher. I look like that might have been a play had she let that go through. But I didn't hear. Of course, I got a headset on, but I didn't hear. But it scores another one.
I didn't hear anybody yell cut.
No. You usually don't have your pitcher cutting. Especially not 8 feet from the catcher.
No, that's not the traditional way to.
There's a ball hit to center field deep. Center fielder goes back and makes his catch as Lopez flies out, but not before the Lady Vols played another one and go up by two here, 2-0, doubling that lead up, moving into the top half of the fourth right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 relies on the support from area businesses like Honey's Cafe, formerly Miss Anita's Family Restaurant. Honey's offers a daily hot bar featuring Southern-style cooking. They feature a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and catfish, as well as chicken and shrimp plates. They offer catering services and a large dining room for special events. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 until 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe, 60 Park South in Lineville.
If you're in the market for a new vehicle, you want selection, not to be limited to a particular make or model. And that's why Hill Auto Sales features, well, basically a selection of Chevy, Ford, Kia, and Honda automobiles. We're all different, but we know what we like. Located on the Hill in Lineville, Hill Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The rocking chairs and the selection await you at Hill Auto Sales. Proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back as the ground ball is hit by the second baseman. Coach, you get a good look at that? Runner on base. You didn't?
No, I did not.
Error on second base. Oh. But put sure? Salida, yeah, I'm okay. Pretty confident.
Okay.
It hit her glove.
Oh, well, yeah, that's good enough for me.
Pretty clear.
Yeah, that's good enough for me.
There's a ball fouled away. Up to bat here, Clara Humphreys with a runner on. Big opportunity here for the Tigers getting leadoff on.
Humphrey grounds out. Grounding out back in the first inning into the 4-3 out. Grounding out to the second baseman for the third out back in the first inning.
Corey Morris still pitching on with a little changeup, and it's fouled into the mitt for strike two.
Running that thing to 0-2. Right here's where you want to make sure.
Morris really pounding the strike zone here
for
the balls. The ball, good pitch out on the outside part of the plate, and it's fouled away there by Humphreys. The number the three-hole batter playing right field today for the Lady Tigers.
Why is it called the hole, like the three-hole, the two-hole? Why is that?
That's a good question. As the ball popped up on the infield, and she'll squeeze it for out number one there, that being Lily McCain. That'll bring Emma Williamson, the shortstop, to the plate. She struck out her last at bat. That's what I have, Coach.
Yes, she struck out a five-pitch at bat. Morris was able to get the strikeout, first out of the second inning a couple innings ago.
Cadence Brown down at first base for the Cleveland County Tigers. There's a ground ball. She didn't catch that in the air.
No, she didn't.
Did they say she did?
That's what they're saying.
All right.
We'll take it.
Well, she went back. All she had to do was, well, we'll go into that when we come back. Right here on Classic Country 90.9, we'll go to the bottom half of the fourth with the Lady Vols up 2-0.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
When you shop at Piggly Wiggly, you're not just another customer. You're like one of the family. We pride ourselves on giving you personal service every time you walk through our doors. Whether it's helping you find the freshest produce, offering personalized shopping advice, or carrying your bags to the car, we're here to make your grocery experience as easy and enjoyable as possible. Friendly faces, helpful staff, and a shopping experience that's tailored just for you. That's the Piggly Wiggly promise. Piggly Wiggly is proud to bring you local radio on the Radio Alabama Foundation.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 for Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network, and Lady Vols softball. That'll bring Annalisa Harris, designated player, to the plate for the Lady Vols. She lined out to the pitcher her last at bat. It's a ball fouled back, a little up in the zone for strike one here. It was a bang-bang play, Coach. We just had a great angle. But what we didn't really talk about is the ball short-hopped our second baseman.
Mm-hmm.
But the runner went back to first,
right,
thinking she'd caught it, and I think they caught it. But if they could have got an appeal there, there's another one foul back. Because, I mean, it was clear she didn't catch it.
But, right,
but if they would have had to tagged her first,
right,
if they threw to first like they did, that would have relieved her, and it would have only been one out.
That's correct.
But it ended up being two outs, and here we are. Balls with a two-run lead. Ball up in the zone, running a count to 1-2 here on Annalisa Harris. Kind of an odd play, and you can't blame the Cleveland County Tiger runner because it was so bang-bang. We really did have a great angle.
Hell yeah, sure.
There's a ball popped up.
Don't hit me in the
out
head.
Out of play, yeah. I looked up and couldn't see it, Coach, but I think I saw the sun, or I don't know if I saw the blood moon or what I just saw, but yeah. I can't see anymore.
It's out of play.
Annalisa, the designated player for the Vols?
Yes.
DP?
There's time is called to get a ball in there.
No.
And she strikes out looking.
The old backwards K.
For out number one here in the bottom half of the fourth. Lady Vols lead 2-0. Camden Presley goes to the plate. And swings and misses at an inside pitch. Presley had a walk the last at bat. Four pitch walk, I think it was.
That's right.
And she takes another strike on the outside bunt. That's working both sides of the plate. You got to give it to number 24 right here, Macy East, for the Cleburne County Tigers. She's pounding that strike zone as well.
Presley scored that first run for the Vols after that walk.
With the ball fouled off.
Steed in second, and Branch in third on a pass ball. They then scored on a double by Morris.
Coach, that touched her glove out there.
What's that now?
There's a ball down in the dirt. She swings and misses, but the catcher will throw out at first for another strikeout. Back-to-back strikeouts here for Cleburne County Tiger Lady pitcher Macy East. That fly ball to the fence. I'm just kind of picking at you. About you.
No, that wasn't that one, was it? Was that that one?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, she was running. It was everything converged at the fence. Yeah, that was a hit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a lot of movement. That girl had to cover some ground.
So it's not always just because you touch it.
Oh, no, no, it depends on kind of how you touch it.
Is the ball down in the dirt here for Morris? She hit that ball really hard.
There's some variance.
I think she might have hit one off of Bones' bumper, too, earlier.
And it was close. It got something over there. It was, I guarantee you.
There's a good pitch on the outside part, even in count at 1-1. I think Bone thinks we're joking, but it was over there because it was concerning me because I'm parked in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, it won't be the worst thing that's ever hit it.
There's a ball popped up to center field. Right fielder coming in and makes the catch for out number three, and we'll move into the bottom half of the fourth. Lady Vols lead, or the top half of the fifth, I should say. Lady Vols lead 2-0 here over the Cleburne County Lady Tigers. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. A brisket biscuit. It's more than a tongue twister. It's a taste bud pleaser. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville features smoked brisket as one of their many breakfast items. Sassy's also has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuits, and you can even add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. Coach, you keeping up with that SEC basketball tournament over there?
This game two, of course, game one earlier the afternoon session was a win by the
Ole Miss
hitting one late, winning by three over Arkansas. The second game of the afternoon session, Texas A&M, they're going to overtime at 73-all in game two there. SEC men's tournament.
There's a strike taken on the inside part. Batting as Lola Shelton here, the designated player for Cleburne County. She was, that's OHE I got wrote down there. Hit error on the last at bat.
Yep. Yep. E5. That's it. You have, right?
There's a swing and a miss for strike two. Morris coming out. Working pretty fast here. We're moving right along here already in the fifth inning here of this match. This game, 5:15 in the afternoon. 45 minutes, Coach. We're flying right through it.
Good pitchers.
There's a ball.
Two good pitchers, I think.
They've been moving the pitches around, but pounding the strike zone,
yeah.
Making the bats. And softball is just a quick, fast game. The half of innings go quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just moves around quicker. I had to catch up. I had to run one less spot in between the innings. There's a swing and a miss for out number one.
That bringing Brookie Hosley, first baseman for the Tigers at the plate, number four. Hosley.
Struck out looking there first at bat.
Yep.
She takes ball number one. Lady Vols lead 2-0 if you're just now joining us here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Herron, and Heath Stroud, the Heathbone, with us here this afternoon. And there is a good change up and a swing and a miss. Even in the count in 1-1. There's a hard ground ball to Wesley at shortstop. Wesley fields it quickly. I thought Giddens might have pulled the base, but they say she got the base for out number one. Wesley don't waste time, but I tell you what.
Two outs.
Out number two. That's right, a strikeout and a ground out. But in softball, things got to move a little quicker. They get down the line quick, and you got to come up, especially as a middle infielder. There's a strike taken there by Cassidy Hazard for she flew out her first at bat.
She did.
We're here in the top half of the fifth. Lady Vols up 2-0 on the Cleveland County Lady Tigers. There's a ball hit hard down the first baseline over the bag for a base hit.
Good base hit right down the line. That baby had some pepper behind it. Right over the bag, down the line.
That was a harder hit ball as we've seen,
yes,
even though
it was
just a hard ground ball. It was hit really hard, and a base hit there for the Cleveland County Lady Tigers. That'll bring the catcher, Courtney Allred, to the plate. She struck out her last at bat.
Struck out swinging back in the top of the third inning. We're going time here. We're going 10 for 34, and 34 will re-enter. We're going 10 for 34. And 34 will re-enter.
I'm not showing a number 10.
And I'm not having a 10 on my roster. I have no 10. But 34 will be re-entering, as we heard from the dugout coach for the Cleveland County Tigers. Good and loud his voice, made that clear.
Two-run game here, two outs. Top half of the fifth, Cleveland County looking to try to play the run. There's a hard ground ball to shortstop. Fielded there by Wesley, and she'll underhand it to second. There for the out number three, and we'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. The Lady Tigers trail the Volunteers 2-0 here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something, meaning we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement, it's a message, and this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit susc.edu today.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. For Lady Vols softball, Lady Vols up on the Clearman County Tigers in the bottom half of the fifth, 2-0 here. That'll bring leadoff batter Sarai Coburn to the plate for the Vols.
Sarai 0-2 today, a strikeout looking and a slight.
Sarai lays down a bunt, and they're not even going to be able to make a throw.
Oh, great bunt there for Sarai.
That's hard to defend. She just killed that thing right about halfway to the pitcher with a little backspin.
Yes.
Bone wished he could do that with his wedge.
That thing set like a butterfly with sore feet, didn't it?
The thing had that just kind of turned right back, never moved at all. I first thought it was because it was straight towards the pitcher. It was too hard, but it had that backspin on it.
It kind of came back toward, like, away from her.
There's a ball taken down in the zone, and Coburn will go down to second. Now, that speed on the bases is huge, and Soraya has that. Got her quickly in scoring position for Ensley Giddens.
That's another one of those situations, Taylor. You pass ball or wild pitch sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of at the discretion of the...
There's a bunt foul by Giddens.
The discretion of the scorekeeper.
And that can be a tough one.
It can be.
One and one to count, nobody out. Coburn down in second, Lady Vols lead 2-0. There's a ball foul, just foul down the third baseline. As Giddens hit it hard, about 6 inches, maybe not even that far, foul. She'll go to 1-2. Ball popped up. It's going to get out of play over the right side. 1-2's the count. Nobody out. Lady Vols lead 2-0 here. Nobody out in the bottom half of the fifth. Macy East pitching for the Claiborne County Tigers. Another ball fouled over the left, over the third base side. Giddens hanging in there here with a runner down at second, nobody out.
Battling. Anything close, you got to be aggressive with it.
Vols looking to tack on a little insurance here in the bottom half of the fifth in a 2-run game, 2-0. There's a good change up to the third baseman, through the third baseman legs, and that'll go down as an error, but it'll put runners at first and third for the Vols. Hit hard, and that's what happens, Coach. You stay in there and you keep battling.
That's right.
And good things will happen.
You battle when it's close. Keep swinging.
Carr had a single and an error to the pitcher here.
That's right. Very good. Scoring the first run for the Vols back in the second run, excuse me. Scoring the second run for the Vols back in the third inning.
Looks like we're going to have a little discussion here at the moment. Tigers coach realizing that it's, they can't afford to give up a big inning here.
Right.
With nobody out. It's been a well-played, good game
so far.
It
has been a very good game to this point. Sure has.
Here we are in the bottom half of the fifth. Vols lead 2-0, but they got runners at first and third with nobody out. Who's bat?
This is.
We got to change it batter, don't we? Number 20.
No, Carr, 28.
Oh, it is Carr. That's right. Still Carr. And Ensley Giddens takes It's a ball, and she takes second. Now two runners in score position, nobody out.
See, now there, do you just go catch her indifference? Not even throw
it? Yeah, I do. You can't give her errors. Well, fouled back out of play.
Right into the stands.
And a great catch. Maybe the best catch. That might have been the best catch.
What a great play in the stands.
And over here in the bleachers, that's probably the best catch we've seen all day by Harris. Surprise, surprise.
There's enough of them around
to make a catch. You know what I'm saying?
That about their own team.
You could probably just take a pick and say, well, maybe Harris got that one without looking. You know?
Be right. You could be right. 50-50. You're wrong. Yeah.
Good snag up in the stands. You got to give those credit as well. We're at 1-1. There's a ball fouled right back to the screen in 1-2. Carr's been swinging the bat pretty well for the Lady Vols. You would expect that with her being in the three hole, wouldn't you?
Yeah, in that hole.
That's usually the where you put your best hitter.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one fouled away. I heard it hit the ground. Must not have been a Harris run.
No Harris.
1-2 is the count. Going with it, Coach. That's what got us a battle going, though.
No, it's a good one in Nashville. 36 seconds. Texas A&M, 78-76. First overtime.
You know that's a big one for them.
Do you think that's kind of like their Alabama-Auburn?
It's got to be similar.
Texas has the Oklahoma deal.
Yeah.
But in-state, I mean, that would be it.
It's probably become bigger because they didn't always play each other, especially in like basketball. There's a ground ball hit the shortstop. Shortstop comes up across the diamond, and it's going to be beat out at first by Carr.
Everybody's safe.
Not hit hard enough there to the shortstop, and now they'll replace those runners. One crosses, and Lady Vols now up 3-0. Not hit really hard to the shortstop there. Williamson. Probably something she's got to really get on her wheels and come get to have a chance to get Carr. There's a ball down in the dirt, and Carl cruised down to second and get another one in scoring position for the Lady Vols.
Wesley this afternoon, 0-2, a strikeout her first at bat, flying out to center field, second at bat, back in the third inning.
Wesley here with an opportunity, nobody out and two in scoring position. And she swings it, misses a pitch up at the top of the zone.
I'd love to see her have a couple of RBIs right here.
Is that even count at 1-1, I think?
Mm-hmm.
There's a ball.
There it is.
Base hit in the left
down.
Hand. It's going to get in the corner. That's going to score both base runners. And Wesley's looking for triple. She'll hold up at two, though. But a good, well-hit ball there. Two RBIs for Addie Wesley, and the Lady Vols extend their lead to 5-0.
And that's exactly what we were hoping for, Taylor, and pulling for there. Wesley, 0-2 before that at bat, comes up big there, her third plate appearance. Runners on second and third. Good, solid base hit down the line in left field. It gets by the left fielder, easily scoring the runners from second and third. Wesley all the way to second, a stand-up double. The Vols now leading 5-0, still no outs here in the bottom of the fifth.
After already three runs and nobody out here. There's a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop will make the play across the diamond, and she gets her at first for out number one, but that'll move Wesley over to third.
So that sacrifice there for McCain does move him Wesley to third, not 60 feet closer. Bringing Lopez to the plate. Lopez, 0-2 today. Well, actually a hit, but then picked off on the little pop-up double play bit earlier.
There's a ground ball to third baseman. Third baseman comes up quick, throws it in the dirt, but a good dig. But
the sack.
I don't know about that one. I wouldn't give a sack, but, you know. There's an indifferent there situation as well. But they choose to take the out and allow the run. And the Lady Vols extend their lead to 6-0 here. Good hard hit ground ball there, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bang-bang play over at first, Lopez. They bring Annalisa Harris to the plate.
The designated player. She's popped up back to the pitcher and struck out looking back in the fourth inning.
She hit, fouls one into the dugout here, the Cleburne County dugout. Even in the count at 1-1. And Texas A&M and Texas going to overtime going number two.
79-79 headed to the second overtime.
March Madness in full swing.
And those type
and
games.
And that winner gets to play again tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the thing that the team that will be playing them tomorrow. I appreciate there's a ball popped up on the infield. Second baseman to come in and make the play for out number three, but not before the Lady Vols put four across the plate and extend their lead to 6-0 over the Cleburne County Lady Tigers. We'll move to the top half of the sixth right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Atkinson Homes offers energy-efficient homes built by Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier with options ranging from 3 to 5 bedrooms, including tiny homes. All homes come with brand-new name-brand appliances, air and heat pump installation, and a 1-year warranty. Atkinson Homes has received best customer service and top-notch dealer awards from the Alabama Manufactured Housing Commission. Financing options include home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home packages. Delivery, setup, and trim out are completed to code. Atkinson Homes is located in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank, online at atkinsonhomes.net.
Fall is finally here, and Buddy Sports Country has absolutely everything you need to make your upcoming hunting trip a success. They have a huge selection of deer blinds and shooting houses. Buddy Sports Country is an authorized Benelli and Browning firearms dealer, and they have a giant showroom filled with shotguns and rifles, with even more arriving daily. Buddy's is located at 8401 Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where the sales tax is only 6%. The phone number is 256-253-2254. Open 8 till 5 Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. To the plate here for the Cleburne County Lady Tigers is number 22, Bailey Jones. She takes ball one inside. Still pitching for the Volunteers. Chloe Morris has done a great job here, giving up no runs so far through five.
Absolutely, Taylor.
There's a ball hit out into the gap. That ball's hit hard, and that's going to get down.
It's to the fence.
To get a double, and she will as they'll come up throwing. That's a good hard hit ball there by number. Who is that? Number. I'm sorry.
Bailey Jones.
22.
Yeah, Bailey Jones.
Bailey Jones. They're the left fielder. That'll bring Kenley Davidson, the leadoff batter, to the plate.
And Taylor. Depending on how you score one earlier in the game, that'd be the first hit we've given up today.
Now, we had a single just in the last inning, Coach. 34.
Oh, we sure did. Yeah, there it is. Yep, right there. Hazard, yep. You're right. Yep, in the fifth.
And I've got a half hit, half error there in the first, in the second.
But. Well, yeah, that's why I said depending on how you want to score it.
There's a ball taken up in the zone.
In the book.
But, you know, Morris giving up two or three hits so far.
Oh, that's outstanding. She's having an outstanding day on the mound out there. In the circle.
There's a ball hit to center field. Lopez is going to camp under it and catch it for out number one. Hit pretty decent, but right at the center fielder, Lopez. That'll bring number two, Cadence Brown, the center fielder, to the plate for the Cleburne County Lady Tigers. We're here in the top half of the sixth. Lady Vols up 6-0 here on the Cleburne County Tigers.
Brown has grounded out to short and grounded out to second. Her two
she
attacks.
Takes a change up in there for a strike. That's a good pitch. Again, Morris looking good today in the circle. Trying to pitch out of that leadoff double. There's a strike taken on the inside part, 1-2. Davidson. Sorry, it's not Davison, is it? It's Brown at the plate.
Yes, Candace Brown.
Brown hits a ground ball to short. That'll move the runner over. Wesley's throw gets by the first baseman and out to score the first run. As a kind of slow hit ball made Addie Wesley kind of speed himself up, throw it in the dirt, unable to pick it. Ensley Giddens and the Cleaver County Tigers put a run on the board, cutting that lead down to 5 at 6-1.
Yeah, that slow roller there, Wesley kind of got in a hurry of it, kind of not her best throw over there, short hopping it in there. Giddens unable to handle it at first base.
That brings Emma Williams into the plate. She fouls the first one off.
That's where you're glad, Taylor, to look back those four runs we scored last inning.
Yes, that'd make a totally different game right now without those, for sure. There's a ball hit hard down the third baseline foul. Oh, and two.
Humphreys is grounded out to second and flown out to second. Pop fly.
One away here on a beautiful afternoon here at Central High School of Clay County. There's a ball up in the zone. Good take there. I'm telling you, it's cool. Just a little cool breeze just perfect. You know, if it stays like this, we might be able to see that old blood moon. Y'all know what time that's supposed to start?
I don't know. I hope it's 4 or 8:30.
It ain't even getting dark. Yeah, at 8:30.
Well, it is right now. In another week or two, it won't be. Yeah, I have to get out.
You like that bone?
I got to get my heavy curtains out.
No bone to get out and howl at that thing, man. Get all the community dogs stirred up.
Get them all going.
There's one fouled away. You know that's tonight, don't you, Bone?
I did hear something about that.
They say it's something worth seeing. I think I'll set my clock to not get up and see it.
Take a picture of it.
What time's it peak?
I'm going to have to check. Maybe
it'll be about 4:15.
When you get up.
That'd be perfect.
It could be.
Coach, it may be going down as you're coming on in.
If it'd be about around 4:15, 4:30, that'd be perfect.
Well, it's been a moon that's kind of stayed up all night.
There's been some pretty moons.
It's been
moons
early,
now.
And then, we were in the studio Wednesday.
Yes, wasn't it? That 4:15 to 4:30, 5:30 time, 6, it's been a pretty moon.
Two and two's the count here, and there's a ball into the net. That's going to move the runner down and fill the count up here with one away. Tigers looking to fight back into this thing.
Yes,
that moves
are.
Number two, Cadence Brown, down the second with one away, and that puts Humphreys at the plate here. It is still Humphreys at the plate.
Humphreys still there with a full count.
And she takes ball four up in the zone.
The wall. She sure does.
That'll bring Emma Williamson, the shortstop, to the plate. I hadn't done a good job of record keeping on her. I got a strikeout, and that's it. So what's
we got
happened?
A strikeout and a line out to the second baseman.
Okay.
That's her two at-bats.
We're here in the top half of the six. Two on, one out here for the Tigers. There's a ball hit right to the pitcher, Morris. Morris.
The force at third. Handle it.
And it gets by the first baseman, and they get the force at third, but then they swap with them. A couple of things went on there. The Cleveland County Tiger base runner kind of checked up, didn't run down the first, and they almost had a shot at her. So it's an error, I guess, on the throw. I don't know. How did you score that, Coach?
Well,
it hit the glove over there. It was an out, but you still got
to. I mean, here, I went fielder's choice on the hit.
Yeah, but then you got to score error for the base runner move.
Oh, yeah, the runner's advanced on the error.
Yeah. I think if Morris would have realized a little earlier, she had a double play ball there, but I think kind of froze up a little bit. Makes a good out, so there's no error there.
Right.
There's a swing and a miss. This is a big opportunity here for both teams here. Cleveland County's got runners at second and third with two outs, one and one count, and at the plate is Lola Shelton, the designated player. Way off the plate.
Mm-hmm.
You look how far she's standing.
Way off, yeah. Paint that outside corner. That's going
foul. She fouls one. Yeah, if they can paint the outside part, I don't think she can reach it, Coach.
No, I don't either.
1-2.
Yeah, she's.
I mean, just standing here, I don't think we've seen anybody all day stand that far away from the plate.
Right. Yeah, from our vantage point, I mean, right here behind home plate, she would be as far off as we've seen today.
Two away, two outs. One's two strikes, one ball. Top half of the sixth. And she swings and misses for out number three. Cleveland County plates one to cut into that six-run lead, 6-1. We'll move into the bottom half of the sixth right here on Classic Country 90.9 in the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
At Farmhouse and Company Restaurant, food is not all that they do. Farmhouse is involved in the local community that involves being a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. They also host events for kids, they bring in live music on the patio, and don't forget bingo nights every Thursday at 6:30. Farmhouse and Company is located downtown Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-3050. Open Thursdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. It's more than food. It's fun and family at Farmhouse and Company.
We welcome you back here. The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Bottom half of the sixth. The Volunteers lead 6-1 here over the Cleveland County Tigers.
Presley leading off.
The catcher today there. Camden Presley. What's she done today, Coach?
She has.
I see a strikeout.
A strikeout in the fourth inning, and a single back in the second.
I can't read my own sketching there on the first time around.
And then stole second and reached third on a pass ball.
Ball's looking to maybe at least get that run back they gave up in the top half there. Still pitching. There's one fouled away. For the Tigers is Macy East.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I tell you what, compared to last Wednesday when we was over here behind ourselves doing the baseball, this is daylight and dark, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, that was nasty. There's a ball ripped to left field, but the left fielder goes over and makes an outstanding catch to get over that ball.
Covered a lot of ground out there. Left field for the Vols, Presley.
Left fielder for...
I mean, for the Tigers, yeah.
Bailey Jones.
Yes. Covered a lot of ground out there.
Yeah, this is a Chamber of Commerce afternoon right here.
It just don't get no better.
No, I mean, I won't... Yeah.
Hey, Bone, you had a Chamber of Commerce morning?
I did.
You just all over it, didn't you?
Ate him.
How many of them bites you ate in there, Bone?
I probably ate three or four.
I didn't eat none, Coach.
You're kidding.
I didn't.
Really?
No.
Nope.
I didn't eat a thing.
I must say the speed that those things went was incredible.
There's one fouled away. If one person ate four or five, I can see that knocking them down pretty quick.
I ate three.
I got none. They were gone the time I blinked a couple times.
Sat down. They actually brought us a little plate. They brought us two plates, and there are four on each little plate.
But I see why now. Every time I blink, Bone was making a quick move.
Yeah. I mean, they're just bite size.
Great turnout, by the way.
It was there at our First Bank of Alabama studios there at on the Courthouse Square. No, actually, I had to go to a meeting in Pell City that was an eating meeting. It was a buffet. So, I didn't.
He was saving
it. I didn't need to overdo it anyway. But they did look good over there. There's a fly ball out to left field. Left fielder come in, make the catch. That's back-to-back outs made by left fielder out there. That'll bring to the plate. Leadoff batter got a base hit on a bunt her last time, Sarai Cobra.
Your buffet meal, where, what?
City Market in Pell City.
Okay.
You ever been there?
I don't guess
Coach,
I
Coach, it's worth it. Well, it's a good buffet.
I need to make the trip. You know, I'm all about eating.
Well, they got a lot of opportunities there. There's a fly ball out to right field there. And a quick inning for the Cleburne County Tigers. But they'll need to plate five to keep this thing going as they can move into the seventh here, trailing 6-1 to our Lady Vols on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Simple, fast, accurate. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We know life moves fast, and that's why we've made banking simple. With our cutting-edge mobile app, you can manage your finances anytime from anywhere life takes you, like paying bills, transferring funds, and even check deposits right from your phone. Banking that fits your lifestyle. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Radio Alabama Foundation is sponsored by loyal listeners and by First Capital Insurance in Lineville. Are you looking for peace of mind? At First Capital Insurance, we've got you covered. From your home to your car to your business to life insurance, we offer tailored coverage that fits your needs and budget. Our expert team is here to guide you through every step, ensuring that you get the protection that you deserve. First Capital Insurance, located at 575 College Street in Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-2131. With First Capital Insurance, you're not just a policy number, you're family.
This is Clay Central volunteer cheerleader Ansley Shaddix. Our volunteers are on a roll this football season. Howie Nahn, Tire and Lobble wants to keep you rolling down the road to follow the ball. They have a full-time mechanic on duty, and they have all sides of tires for big and small vehicles. Their phone number is 256-396-3040. Howie Nahn, Tire and Lobble, a sponsor of the volunteers in the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here. Change at pitcher for the Vols. Annalisa Harris going to the mound for the Lady Vols. And Harris comes inside for ball one. Up to the plate, the Tigers needing to get four or five runs across the plate.
They'll need five to tie it to extend this past this half inning.
There's ball number two up in the zone. It's 2-0. Up to the plate's number four.
Now, Taylor, Annalisa, the designated player, this doesn't affect the lineup at all. Is that correct? She just inserts into that position, that field position?
Let's see. I'm trying to look what the lineup looks like here.
So she's been batting here.
So the flex player, yeah, she's been batting. But for her to go into the field, I think it does away with – no, it don't do away with the flex.
Does it just move Morris? Remove Morris?
It removes Morris.
From the lineup?
And McCain has the bat.
Look at
there's a pop-up and caught by Annalisa Harris there over at the line. A little run together there with the third baseman, Lakeland Carr, but Harris squeezes it for out number one. Yeah, somebody's got to come out, Coach. I guess it's Morris comes out, and maybe McCain has to go in and bat. But the flex has to – I'm confused. I didn't think you could do that. But we learn every day, especially softball.
I don't even claim to understand it.
Harris comes in there with strike number one there. Two outs away from a big win here over the Cleburne County Tigers. A win would move the Lady Vols to 11-6 on the year. They're 10-6 right now. The Cleburne County Tigers are 3-6 on the year so far. Annalisa working fast. That ball was inside.
And we've got the final from Nashville. They at Texas Longhorns 94, A&M 89.
It's a big win for Texas. Probably solidifies their spot in the tournament. Wouldn't you say, Coach? If there was any question, they were probably in anyway.
Before that game, they were still. It was a game that, you know, you felt like if they could win, it would really help. Lock them on in there.
There's a swing and a miss, even in count at 3-2 there. And number 34, Cassidy Hazard.
So they've advanced to play, I believe, Tennessee.
That's correct.
In the 2:30 game, the second game of the early session tomorrow.
There's a ball up in the zone, and that'll put Cassidy Hazard on. Ball's lead 6-1 here, top half of the seventh. Cleburne County Tigers needing to get five runs here to keep this thing moving. Annalisa Harris coming in on the mound. There's ball one inside. And Annalisa works really fast on the mound. Or in the circle here, I should say. We have to adjust to that. Harris brings another one inside. 2-0.
Already 0-2 this game. Well, a strikeout back in the third inning and actually a fielder's choice in the fifth.
There's a ball down in the zone, 3-0. There's ball number four inside, and there's another back-to-back walks here. That'll bring number 22, Bailey Jones, to the plate. Looks like we're going to get a runner over there. That's a speed up. That's number 10 that we don't have a number. We don't have her on. I'm sure we've got her, but we probably don't have her as number 10. It's like Coach Josh Gidden's going to come in and try to settle Annalisa Harris down just a touch. She's not missing by months, Coach, but she's just a little low some and a little inside some. Bone?
She's painting that corner. I mean, she's just not getting that call right there.
Well, yeah, she's inside of probably a ball or so. But it's that close.
Yeah,
time.
I mean, it's
a lot of them's low too.
Bless her heart, she's wanting every one of them too.
Yeah,
and that's probably why she's not going to get them.
Yeah. They're close. I mean, close. But that's one thing when you come out pounding the zone early. There's one on the inside part. She's pitching right in that same area on the inside part of the plate. Strike one. And there's one inside, one and one. Bone, how long you've watched some? I know you've got some kinfolks and stuff. You've watched play some softball. You watched much high school softball of late?
Not this year. No, I have not.
But the speed of the game is good for softball, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Two and one's a count. Two on, one away here for the ball for the Vols over Cleburne County. Cleburne County's got two on though. There's a ground ball to third base. It's going to be touch foul. That ball made a hop right at the end and kick foul, or it would have been a chance for a double play. 2-2. Not hit very hard, but Carr done a good job fielding it, but that thing just made a little kick. Right at the last second, made it foul.
Just a little clod of dirt.
Yes, it did. I mean, it really did.
Literally.
Harris comes in and popped up at the plate.
Well,
it's going to stay. And
yes.
Presley does a good job getting her back to the infield and squeezes it for out number two. And that'll bring to the plate number three here, Kenley Davidson, the second baseman and the leadoff batter for Cleburne County. As they've got to keep things going here, trailing by five and two on. Harris looking to finish this thing out, and she comes in there with a strike on the inside part of the plate. I can see my screen now. The sun's getting down over in the corner, I know. There's one fouled away, and Annalisa quickly here 0-2, looking for one more out to wrap this thing up. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Herod, Heathbone, doing the streaming and throwing in his token every once in a while, as Herod says. There's one ball down in the dirt, gets away from the catcher. You could have kicked that one out of the net over here.
Yeah, could have.
New net here on the softball field, too, by the way.
They were due.
Yeah, you look back at how long they'd made it.
Others rode it 12 years.
Ground ball hit foul. Coach will make a good stop over there and back to Annalisa. 1-2 here, two away. Runners at second and third here in the top half of the seventh. Lady Balls lead 6-1 here over the Cleburne County Lady Tigers. And there's one up and in. She fouled that one off, maybe to keep it from hitting her in the face. I don't know. She got a good look at it, I'll tell you that.
Easy to see.
Harris throws the trains up and strikes her out looking on a good pitch. We'll take a break, come back, go over some stats and close this thing out. So Lady Vols come out victorious 6-1 on the Cleburne County Lady Tigers right here on Classic Country 90.9.
This is Clay Central Volunteer Show.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, the voice of the Volunteers, and I got myself a heel deal.
Hi, this is Coach Jerry Weems. I found myself a heel of a deal at Heel Auto Sales in Lionville.
This is Coach Chris Herron, and I got myself a heel deal at Heel Auto Sales.
Located downtown Lionville, Heel Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Heel Auto Sales, a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
At Piggly Wiggly, we've been bringing you top-quality groceries for decades. From farm-fresh produce and premium meats to your favorite snacks and everyday essentials, we've got everything you need and more. Now featuring a deli filled with fresh meats and vegetables, Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lionville is your full-service grocery store. Located just off the Ashland Square and on the hill in Lionville, Piggly Wiggly is truly down home, down the street. Piggly Wiggly, proud to sponsor local radio on Radio Alabama.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
A brisket biscuit. It's more than a tongue twister. It's a taste bud pleaser. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lionville features smoked brisket as one of their many breakfast items. Sassy's also has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuits, and you can even add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lionville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lionville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
We welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network as the Lady Vols pick up a 6-1 victory over the Cleburne County Lady Tigers to move to 11-6 on the year. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Herron, Heath Stroud, Heathbone with us. Coach, I know you kept the book as we went throughout. You got some stats that you can share with us there. But first of all, before we get too far into that, you got to be Chloe Morris, a great job on the mound today for the balls, and then Annalisa Harris coming in, closing things out.
Oh, very, yeah, absolutely. A good day there on the mound for Morris. A very good performance through her, I think she threw five innings, and very good, you know, good control. Didn't go full on many batters, you know, kind of had them in a position where they were having to look to swing, you know, later in the count, and did a good job there, helped herself out at the plate. With, you know, some early RBIs there, and a good job getting that win for Morris from the circle.
Coach, any standouts there at the plate that stood out to you? Seems like it was pretty evenly matched around there for the Volunteers.
Pretty evenly distributed. You know, overall, the Vols, seven hits, scoring six runs. from the plate there. And nothing, you know, just good solid contact made all up and down the order throughout the game at different times, and some timely hits, especially the Vols doing most of their damage there in the fifth inning when they led off again back at the top with Coburn and Coburn reaching base, Coburn, Giddens, Carr, and Wesley all coming in to move that lead out from what was a 2-1 lead at the time to that 6-1, or it's actually at the time a 6-0 lead there. And so the fifth inning, the big inning there that made the difference when the Vols were able to kind of get some things going their way, some back-to-back hits, some timely hitting to get four runs in there to put a little distance between themselves and the Cleburne County Tigers. On the Tiger side of things, only two hits for the Tigers, unofficially, according to the records we kept. The Tigers scoring one run there. They made three errors. The Vols did have three errors, again, according to the records we kept and we have. But the one run for the Tigers coming in the bottom, in the top of the sixth inning, and the Vols were already ahead there, 6-0, and then the Tigers finally get on the board in the top of the sixth to make it 6-1, and then Vols able to shut them down there in the seventh and keep them from scoring anymore. And Vols picking up that 6-1 victory over the Tigers from Cleburne County.
Well, Coach, first opportunity in Heathbone, first opportunity we get to cover softball game. We've got many of those up in front of us here. We'll get a softball game and a baseball game, I think, if everything works out next week. Thank goodness we were able to get this one in today, as it looked kind of questionable early. But, you know, we've been keeping up with this Volunteer softball team. They've done some good coming up in a, you know, runner-up in a big tournament. And I tell you, really, you can see why. As they're a balanced team throughout the lineup. Mm-hmm. They got multiple young ladies that can pitch, mm-hmm. So they can throw a lot of different arms out there. And you can see why they've been winning a lot of softball games, for sure. Heathbone, what's your take on your first broadcast of high school softball?
Really enjoyable afternoon. And, you know, I've gotten to be a part of the football broadcast for 2 years now. I've gotten to come to some basketball games for Central now this year, and baseball game, softball game, golf match, cross country. And I just want to say it's really cool to see what was talked about when I was a kid come to fruition for these kids these days around here. And really glad to be a part of this.
It is neat, and it was a beautiful day for softball out here at the campus of Central High School in Clay County.
Can you just get us this every time we're here?
Boy, I tell you.
if you can get us this every time, this is okay, yeah.
Yeah, it makes it much more enjoyable for everybody, including us, doesn't it? But we really do love delivering it here on the radio. I should have had that schedule out in front of me, but I don't, of our schedule of games. But you can listen each and every weekday morning, and we'll keep you up to date on that. And we'll be posting. You can also see on Facebook, and we'll be posting what's to come. I know we got area games starting next week for baseball and softball. I think we're one day we're here. Sylacauga's here, right here. They come, as I think Coach is going to try to help us look that up. But Heathbone, as we move through, as the sun gets ready to set.
It's heading on down, isn't it?
Beautiful campus, beautiful day.
Yeah.
Great game here. Well, I mean, a very competitive game. You know, that four-run fifth inning for the Volunteers kind of stretched it out there. Cleburne County able to get one in the top of the six. But a 6-1, a well-played, evenly matched game. Coach, you got our projected plans here.
Well, if things hold together, we're looking to be back right here where we are right now. This coming Tuesday of next week when our Lady Vols take on Sylacauga, area game there for the Lady Vols in softball next Tuesday against the Sylacauga Aggies. And then back out here on Thursday of next week, just across the way at the baseball field, as they'll be hosting the Shelby County Wildcats in what could possibly be a doubleheader that Friday. One game for sure. So one baseball game scheduled right here next Tuesday, and then right across the way at the baseball field on Thursday, softball versus Sylacauga, baseball versus Shelby County.
Both big area matchups for the Volunteer girls and the Volunteer boys, and we'll keep you updated with our schedule moving forward. You got anything as we get ready to close here, Coach?
Oh, just a great, great afternoon. Proud to be a part of it. Really, the weather cooperated with us. Good afternoon to be out here at the field, at the school. Fun watching these young ladies as they continue their season, getting ready to head into their area play. And can't wait to keep up with them throughout the area and see how things play out for them there as they're playing for seeding for that area tournament and possibility of hosting that thing right here.
Heathbone, as we get ready to close out, what you got for us?
Just look forward to bringing you more of things on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Well, until next time, this is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Hare, and Heath Stroud, right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.